Appreciate it. I know. It's overwhelming and exciting. But
I'm going to save my congratulations for the interview.
Cool.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, all good.
She's jump starting real heavy right now.
All right.
See? He makes fun of me.
It's Nico Cheyenne. Obviously, this guy is not like the others because he's Sam Hunt. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Phoenix. We had a record-breaking heat day, by the way.
Oh, no. Okay. I was like, is this normal?
Well, yes, this is normal for us.
I got out of the truck, and I mean, it was like...
This is the hottest day of the year, and you landed.
It's like standing... Sometimes I'll stand beside the trucks that travel with us. If you stand by the engine, they've been riding all night.
Yeah.
And it's just heat. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, no, it's like a hot blow dryer. Yeah. It's just like...
Mm-hmm. It's funny because you signed the contracts like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
You're like,
Phoenix, it'll be
fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be great.
I love it out here. Like, it's always a good time when we come out. I just don't remember it being this hot the last few times.
It's hot right now. Yeah.
Well, hey, first and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Baby number three.
Yeah.
That's exciting. It didn't get announced particularly the way that you guys wanted it to, which is a little unfortunate, but that's still exciting.
I don't even remember how I got announced. I didn't post
it. Your church posted it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Good old churches.
That's my mom.
Your mom. Thanks, mom. Yeah,
blessings from the congregation.
I know. I took a picture like right off the bat. I took a couple pictures of the baby and Hannah, and I sent them to my mom. And 2 seconds later, I come back to Hannah, and I'm like, she said something about sending pictures out. She was like, well, wait so I can look at it before you send it. My mom
totally understandable.
Sent it to everybody.
Mom was like, too late.
Hannah looked at her. She's like, that's awful of
Sam,
me.
That's how moms do.
Yeah.
They go,
you can't help it.
My son just had a kid.
That's so true.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. First 30 minutes.
My wife would have been like, you ain't working for this.
Yeah, how are you here right now?
Oh, right. I know. Well, so I found out, we had already started planning the summer before I found out baby was going to come in May. So I had not gotten busy enough or booked enough to, I'd save room in June. So I did have 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I did. I had a couple of days after, which
for us boys. For us boys. Oh, right. 3 weeks.
I did. I got some dirty looks when she said.
She was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I'll just be here. It's fine. As the resident mom, it's not fine.
What can we do? We did have to work, okay?
Okay, so you took 3 weeks off. Right. Now you're here. Is this your first show post-baby?
No, we just, we were out, let's see, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And then I mentioned I did have two shows pretty much directly after the baby.
Just diving right in.
So we don't look bad.
But after that, I had a break, so.
We don't look bad at all.
It's totally fine. Sam, every weekday morning, we do a little segment called Can I Get an Amen? Obviously, we joked about how your mom kind of announced your baby in church and all that.
Yep.
But it's our chance to celebrate small wins for our listeners, no matter how big or how small. Is there anything you want to get a name in for?
Get a name in for?
Yeah. So you just tell us what it is that you're super excited
What's
for.
What's going on in your world?
And then you'll say, can I get an amen? And then we're going to give you some amens.
Oh, an amen.
An amen. Said
name in.
An
amen. Oh, can I get an amen for a good night's sleep?
Amen. We love that. Yeah. Especially as a new dad to a new baby and then two others at home.
I know.
You got your work cut out for you.
I know.
Are you prepared?
And I work, I pretty much work the equivalent of like, third shift.
You do.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately, tonight, we don't get no sleep.
No.
Because this crowd is primed and ready to go.
You got people here who flew in from Chicago to see you.
Oh, my goodness.
And from Washington Seattle. State.
Yep.
Yeah.
Washington.
Well, we're going to have to. Get it going. We'll get a cup of coffee.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, Sam, earlier tonight, we shot a couple videos with some of your biggest fans. And we asked them, hey, you got one question. What would you like to ask Sam?
Okay.
If you can give us your answer to these questions.
All right, you ready?
Got it. Yep. We're going to listen together.
What's your favorite song to perform?
Favorite song to perform? Probably Break Up in a Small Town.
Ooh.
Typically during, we're doing more of a stripped down set tonight, but typically that's where the mood kind of shifts into just a different energy. So that always feels like a good scene change for me during the set.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. Next question. If you could say or ask Sam Hunt any question, what would you ask him?
Who would you invite to your house party?
My house party. Let's see.
It can't be Nico and Cheyenne, although that is the obvious answer.
That's the obvious answer.
All the kids are there.
But again, this is like maybe like 10 years ago. Maybe
2 years.
10 years ago, Sam Hunt house party.
Who would I invite to the house party?
Yeah, who would you invite?
That's good.
That puts me in a difficult position.
It got harder.
Never mind that question.
Okay, we're going to move on from that. Okay, here we go.
When are you going to release new music?
New music. When am I going to release new music?
That girl's very selfish, by the way. Because we play new music for Sam right now on the radio.
Yes.
That was a selfish question.
Maybe a full album. I think she's asking for a full album.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm actually working on it right now. I'm trying to get a full album together because I haven't really had time to, not that I haven't had time, but I've felt the need to get music out and not go a long period of time without putting music out. So I've been putting out songs one at a time because obviously it takes longer to get them all finished and on the same album. So this next go around, I'd like to take a little time off tour next year and make sure to get a full album together. So I'd say, yeah, I'm going to work on it next year and then hopefully get it out.
Perfect. All right. We're going to do one. Oh, my phone locked. Sorry. Okay. One more question. This is a good one. You ready?
Yep.
I don't know if you're ready. Okay.
Is this going to be the doozy?
Oh, what size jeans do you wear?
Jeans. I guess, let's see, 34, 36, which is impossible to find, so I always have high waters on.
Not because it's trendy. It's because he can't find the right size. Right.
Also, Sam Hunt and I have the same waist size. This guy is
I fluctuate a little bit, very
trimmed up.
I think I'm going to call Kimes Ranch on that one. I think I got some questions.
Check the label. Sam, thank you again. The Camel Nation has been ecstatic since moment one when we announced it. More so, I've only been with the station for about 7.5 months now, and it's incredible. The vibe is great. They're looking forward to it. Thank you again for coming out in such a circumstance where I know that if I were in your place, it would not have happened.
I'm happy to be out here. I know I'm going to get a good night's sleep tonight. So, but we're going to have a good time. And I always love being in this part of the country. You guys are great out here. So thank you.
We love it when you're here. Also, tell your wife we said thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
thank yous are needed.
Camel Nation, Sam Hunt. Let's go.